Architectural history is not easily preserved. Just as buildings reach the age when they take on historical significance, they can become candidates for the wrecking ball as the drive for modern improvements takes hold. That's too bad, because the way we design our living and working spaces says a lot about us. That's certainly the belief of the Hawaii architects who'll be leading a tour of some of the mid-20th century buildings along Honolulu's Miracle Mile this weekend. Mike Gushert is one of them, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Aloha, Chris.
Tell me about this Miracle Mile. What are we describing here?
It's the strip of Kapiolani Boulevard that runs essentially from town toward Waikiki. And as it was developed, it was that main link between those two population centers. And so because there was a lot of traffic and there were a lot of people, banks and retail organizations started popping up along the way, and it was in the middle of the 20th century at this time, this great flourish of modern architecture. So Kapiolani, though a lot of these structures have been overwhelmed by subsequent development, it's dotted with a lot of great pieces of modern architecture.
Which are?
The one that I think people see and notice the most is the Ala Moana building, because it was, you know, when it was built, the tallest building in Hawaii, and has an awesome UFO-shaped, you know, rotating restaurant on top. There's also the Ken Rock building, which is a pretty strident example of kind of like the orthogonal design of modern architecture that was designed by Frank Haynes, who also had a hand in the designing of the Capitol. We'll actually have him on hand in the tour to talk about the building. And one of my favorites also is the Blue Cross Animal Hospital by Ossipoff. And that's a really early example of modern architecture. It's the more streamlined. It kind of shows the diversity of styles through time.
What were architects trying to do during this period? What were they? Were they breaking away from, you know, just rectangular box design? What was the direction of architecture?
You know, it was kind of diffuse. It was going in many different directions. In the case of the Ken Rock building, it's a series of rectangular boxes. But, you know, it accepted function as maybe the primary design element of a building. Like, that is the main expression point of a building. So in the case of the Ken Rock building, you have the parking there. Everything is visible, and you can see all the pieces of the building.
That being the tension in all architecture, yeah, form and function?
Yeah, yeah. You know, kind of the if you, to encapsulate modernism, it's something that Louis Sullivan said, which was form follows function. The function will tell you what the building should look like.
But that the function should dictate and then make the form work
for the function, yeah.
Are we seeing the opposite in some architecture? I've seen some modern things that look as if form preceded function by quite a bit.
Well, you know, in some of the cases along our tour line, there's like the Boysen Paint building, which it has kind of an odd shape and a huge brick wall that pops up out of it. And it seems like, wow, the form, you know, they were just kind of trying to make something interesting to look at. But in the case of that building, that is part of the function, was to be seen. It was a sign for itself, because you had all of these cars speeding by. Nowadays, there's a lot of buildings that are trying to throw back to the territorial era, and they have, you know, hip roofs even though they're very tall, or chevrons on the side. And, you know, that's a case, I think, of function following form.
What did you say, hip roofs? What was that?
A hip roof is like, if you think of an old Hawaii-style roof, which, you know, they're beautiful on buildings like the Art Academy building.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, but they're popping up on high-rises now and everything, too. So it's just kind of an odd.
It's a shape for the roof, then? Yeah, just not a familiar term to
me. Sorry. If you think of the Honolulu Museum of Art is what it is now. It's the kind of pyramidal shape roof.
And does that have a function in terms of deflecting heat or deflecting rain?
Yeah, here heat dissipation is the main purpose.
Because you're telling me that one of the ideas behind the Ala Moana building that you mentioned earlier was that they had those panels that you can rotate to kind of keep the heat out of the building at the heat of the day?
Yeah. And it's unfortunate the panels aren't there. They never really worked right. But, you know, sometimes people think of modern architecture as kind of, you know, anti-environment, because the 50s and 60s were when we started kind of moving away from living in a sustainable fashion. But there were lots of architects that were thinking about ways to make buildings kind of fit within their environment. And that was one way that John Graham came up with a set of louvers that moved with the sun and were supposed to reduce the cooling costs of the building.
Is the focus different today?
I think in modern or in current contemporary architecture, there's at least a lot of discussion about creating sustainable buildings. But architects, you know, they have to push their work through a filter of the realities of what their client wants and the kind of short-term economic realities of the world. And so sometimes things get lost in translation.
Well, let's hope some good things get kept, Mike. And thanks, thanks very much for coming with us this morning.
One more thing. Meet us at Design Within Reach on October 5th. We'll continue our conversation about the places that make Honolulu special.
Terrific. Mike Gushert is an architectural historian, a member of the Doko Momo U.S. Hawaii chapter. The group will lead a walking tour of 12 buildings along Kapi'olani Boulevard this Saturday, and you can learn more at hpr2.org. Thank you.